Okay, we are up to the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tes. Hope everybody have had a good Yontif and enjoyed the Tam Ki'ikar Hetem Mitzarif L'Isser Lam Jesugiyas over the past couple of days, and yesterday Lav Sheba Klalos. Hashem, there will be another time that we'll be able to talk about it on online. But today we start with a new topic, and that is the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tes in Maseches Nazir. Says the Mishnah, Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. Stam Nazirus is 30 days. If somebody is Mekabel Nazirus without specifying a time, so that is 30 days. So one might remember this, that we had these exact four words earlier in the Masechet on Daf Hei. On Daf Hei, the Mishnah also says Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. And that's the whole Mishnah there, and that's where we had a machlokas between Rav Masna and Bar Pada, what the source is for Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. Either Rav Masna first. Rav Masna says it's the Gematria. Rav Masna says the Gematria of Yihyeh, Kadosh Yihyeh, and Yihyeh is the Gematria 30. And that's how you know Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. And Bar Pada said there are 29 Lashonos of Nun Zayin Reish in the Parsha of Nazirus. Nezer and Nizro and Nazir. So there are 29 Lashonos there, so that's the makar for Stam Nazirish, not really Shloshim Yom, but 29 days. I think we're there, worked out all the Mishnayos in the Masechta, what works out according to Bar Pada, what works out according to Rav Masna. But the Mishnah repeats it here because of the contrast that we're going to have in a minute. So Stam Nazirish, a regular Nazirish, is a unspecified Nazirish, is 30 days. Gilach Oshil Gilchuhu, list him. Let's say he shaved or he was shaved. His head was shaved by robbers. Soser lamid yom. That is soser 30 days. So we know that if somebody becomes tamei during his desirus, that ruins everything. He has to start again. But what if he drinks wine? Or what if he gets a haircut in the middle of his 30 days? That's not soser everything. If he drinks wine, he violates a daraisa. He violates maybe 5 daraisas, as we discussed yesterday. Maybe 6 daraisas if you include lo yachel dvaro. But he violates many daraisas, but it doesn't ruin anything that he's counted already. There's no din of having consecutive days of not drinking wine that it breaks. But what about if he gets his hair cut? So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah says soser lamid yom. So Tosa says the Dibur Maskil Stam, fourth line. The time of the soser lamid yom. Why is it that 30 days are removed? It's so, meaning, let's say his naziris is for 100 days. But still, it's only Soser Lamed Yom. Why? What's Lamed Yom? What's the 30 days? Magic. Mishum debaye nazirus sheyalelo tiklacha shel mitzvah. Because when a nazir finishes his nazirus, and he has to get his hair cut as part of the concluding ceremonies of his nazirus, he requires a 30-day growth of hair to perform the tiklacha shel mitzvah. Kadeshi yasaro gadol kafisha royal gadol kastam nazirus dinu shloshim yom. That's why the Mishnah says it's soser lamed yom, not because the whole nazirus is undermined. Even if you have a nazirus of 100 days, still he only ruins 30 days. But what's 30 days? Because he requires that you need at least a 30-day growth of hair to be able to cut for his nazirus shel tahara. But Tosfos then adds, and because of this, Mairi, what must our Mishnah be talking about? Shagilchuhu biyom malos. It must be that you're on the last day of the nazirus, because that's why it's so 30 days. Because again, according to Tosfos, let's say he has a 30-day nazirus, and on day 20 he gets a haircut. On day 20. So really, it's not so 30 days, right? Because he finishes the nazirus of 10, and then he only needs another 20. So he only has to add on another 20 days. Shem gilchuhu o im gilchuhu o yoser lama yisur asakol ech yasur yidem hashemana kvar. So that's what Tosfos says. Our Mishnah must be talking about a case where he got a haircut on the last day of his Aziris. So that's why the zone left. That's why he has to recount 30 days. But the din for Tosfos is that the issue must be that he needs a 30-day growth of hair. And that's why our Mishnah must be talking about a case where he got a haircut on Yom Malos on the last day of his Naziris. If you look at the Rambam, it sounds a little different. The Rambam says, and the Mishnah doesn't sound that way, the Mishnah just says that Gilach Sosalam Yom, it sounds like per se, it doesn't sound like in a specific case. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav in Hilchos Naziris, Halacha Aleph. If a nazir drinks wine, afilu yomim rabim, even many days, eno soser mimenezi ruso, afilu yom echad. If another drinks wine, it doesn't ruin even one day, says the Rambam. Again, he violates Yisurim, but not even one day. V'chinim gilach mi'utzei arosho, and even if you cut a drop of hair, niskaleach rov rosho. So then if he did, and also the same thing if he did mi'ut. What if he was niskaleach rov rosho? It doesn't matter how, we'll read that line later. Hariz esosher shloshim yom. That ruins 30 days. It contradicts 30 days. Ad sheyihya lo pera, until he has a growth. The acharkach maschil limnos. The language of the Rambam. If rove of his hair gets cut, it sows the 30 days until he has a pera, and then he says the acharkach maschil limnos. So the Chazanish points out this sounds like different than Tosfos. Tosfos says, what's the whole point of the 30 days? So you have a 30-day growth. So if it was on day 10, you'll have to add on 20 days. The Rambam doesn't sound that way. The Rambam says, it's Osher Shloshim Yom, until he has a growth, and then Maschil Limnos. It sounds like this is a Hafsaka in the counting, in the Minui, and it's 30 days per se. It doesn't sound like it's a din having a 30-day growth. It's Akach Maschil Limnos. So says the Chazon Ish, ironically, according to the Rambam, who seems to understand our Mishnah, that if you get a haircut, it doesn't ruin everything, like Tumah does. But it ruins 30 days no matter what. It's according to the Rambam, it could come out that getting a haircut is worse than Tumah. It gives you a longer Naziris. It says the Chazon Ish, it's in Kuf Mem. It says, let's say on day 10, he gets a haircut. On day 10, he gets a haircut. So according to the Rambam, what happens? He has to wait 30 days. He has to wait 30 days, then he can continue counting. So then he does another 20. So it's not so sure that, you know, like Tumah, we'll talk about it in a minute, but he had 10 days, and then he has to wait 30 days, so that's 40, and then he has to finish up his Aziris another 20, that's 60. That's if he gets a haircut. Let's say he became Tumah Mace on that day, on day 10. Then he only has to wait 7 days. He has to wait 7 days, and he has to start recounting. So it was dates 10 and 7 is 17 plus 30 is 47. So ironically, says the Chazon Ish, v'nimsa d'tiklachas mafsidaso yoser mitumah. We think Tumah undermines everything. Ay vey, it's the worst. According to the Rambam, it's not true. According to the Rambam, Tumah makes you start counting again, but let's say if you're talking about a 30-day Nazirus, and hair, getting a haircut makes you have an extra 30 days, sometimes Tiklachas could be worse for the Nazir, meaning make him count longer than Tumah. So that's the Machlokas. Tosfos and there seems to be a Machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. How to understand our Mishnah. Is the 30 days just to have a 30-day growth? That's what Tosfos says, and therefore you just have to fill in. Our Mishnah must be talking about a case where you got the haircut on the last day of his Aziris, because the only time you'll need 30 days. The Rambam says, no, the Mishnah is talking about a case, you always need 30 days, and that's mafsik, your minion of counting. Oh. So says the Mishnah now, continuing. Nazir shegilach, even just before that. So we say gilach ha-jokachu listim, whether he cut or listim cut. So the Mefarish says, look at the Mefarish on the Mishnah, mashma bein ba'ones bein baratzon, it doesn't matter when this took place, ba'ones or baratzon, b'toch yemei naziruso, sounds a little bit like the Rambam, doesn't have to be on the last day, bein b'naziris merubah, bein b'naziris muatas, meaning this Mishnah is across the board. Doesn't matter when he got a haircut, so ser la b'dyom, which sounds a little bit like the Rambam. The Sharam Siyana Balacha here points out other halachos where cutting hair makes a difference. Let's just read one more line of the Mishnah, and then we will... And then we'll read his Sharm Sayyidina Balacha. Nazir Shegilach, Bein Bezug, Bein Betar, Osha Sifsev Kal Shu Chayiv. We'll come back to that later. But the Mishnah says, a Nazir that gets a haircut, it doesn't matter with what instrument. Bezug or Betar with a scissor type of Kli, or a razor type of Kli, Osha Sifsev Kal Shu, or even you plucked one out with your hands. No matter how a Nazir removes his hair, Chayiv, that is in Issur D'Oraisa of not getting a haircut. So that is the halacha of Naziris. So that's what we're going to talk about in a couple of days. Daf Mem Beis is going to come up. What about brushing your hair? What about another brushing his hair? So that's going to come up in a couple of days. Where does this come up? So we'll talk about this again then, but we'll talk about it now once we're here, brushing your hair on Shabbos. Brushing here on Shabbos. Well, none of us are Nazirim, so where does this come up about not removing hair? Brushing here on Shabbos. We know there's an Issa Daraisa called Gozes. Gozes is one of the malachas of shearing on Shabbos, so it doesn't only apply to shearing wool, even if I'm not an animal herdsman, the malacha still applies to me. I'm not allowed to cut my nails on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to even bite my nails on Shabbos. That's also an Issa Darabanan. Biting one's nails, somebody has a habit of biting nails, one has to be very careful. Biting nails on Shabbos is at least an Issa Darabanan. There's some posts that want to suggest that that maybe because biting nails is the normal way of how many people don't never cut their nails. They always bite. Isn't that a daraisa? Because that's the normal way of doing it. But most poskim hold like the Shulchan Aruch know that biting, even if it's the normal way that you cut your nails, that's still considered a shinoi. But cutting your nails with a clipper, that's a daraisa. That's also gozes. But also hair. Taking anything out of something, taking hair or nails or something off a living creature is gozes. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Shin Gimel in Hilchos Shabbos, Osir listro b'masrik b'shabbos. It's osir to brush your hair. V'yafilu oso she'osim misar chazir. Why? She'i efshar shelo ye'akru sa'aros. It's impossible that hairs will not be uprooted. You have to touch your brush. After you brush your hair, it's full of hair. So Shulchan Aruch says you can't brush your hair on Shabbos. Aval, the Rama adds, mutter lachuf ulefasbeis biyad. Just to brush down the hair and to do something very softly, so then that's okay, because that's not going to be a psikration. That's not automatic that is going to rip out the hair. But if it's regular brushing, so then the Shulchan Aruch says one is not allowed to do that. Says the Mishnah Berura, she'efshar v'alkein avim einu mechavim l'tlisha sasear kamkin aser, even if you don't even mind to rip out the hairs, but you brush your hair normally, it's also aser, which we'll talk more about in a minute. Davei psikresha. Continuing, skipping a line in the Mishnah Berura. This Mishnah Berura is in Simon Shin Gimel, Sivkat and Peivav. Kasav v'sefer Yeshua's Yaakov. Mishnah Berura quotes Yeshua's Yaakov. Ra'isi anashim mekilin l'sork Moshe b'Shabbos. I've seen people that are makel to brush their hair on Shabbos. V'kim'at na'aseh ha'davar keheter etzlam. And it's as if it's like a davar heter. You know, people don't even know it's aser, says the Mishnah Berura. V'oy la'inayim shekach ro'os. Woe to the eyes that have seen this! Lavra b'sharp nefesh l'chalal Shabbos b'yadayim u'meharoi l'chol chacham b'iro. Every chacham in his city l'hazir alzeh should get up and warn people about this. Ula yishmu v'yichu musar ad kadvar. Maybe they'll listen. Sounds like it was a very prevalent behavior in his time. Umashe b'shivin, and what they answer. Now the Mishnah Berura is talking. After he quoted the Yeshua is Yaakov. What they answer? Shemuchra l'taki tzayraisov. I have to brush my hair. I have to. Why? V'ishlo yizganev v'nei chaver. I'm going to go into shul. My hair is going to be standing up in six different directions. I have to brush my hair. I have to violate. He says hello b'ir. Hello yochel lasos b'vav ha'heter. You can figure out a way. You can use your hands. You can brush it down. You can do it in a mutter way. Put your yarmulke on top of the section of your hair. It says the Mishnah Berura, you can't just use that as an excuse. I have to look nice, so I have to violate a malach daraisa. No, it's a gracious of malach daraisa. So you can't do that. Umilvad kolzeh hal yochel lochu v'lafasi sarosa biyad v'lo mayavar isra chomer zeh biyadai. That's the Mishnah Berura. But it comes out the source is the Mishnah that we're going to have in Nazir, and this Mishnah here that the Nazir is allowed to cut off his hair, and it comes out to us lamaisa on Shabbos. Okay, that is the Mishnah Berura. One other halacha now that comes up related to this Mishnah, and that is the issue of psikresha, which we haven't discussed in a long time, but let's just mention it again for 2 minutes. And that is, here it says, the Nazir is allowed to cut off his hair, and as I just mentioned, related topic is that he can't brush his hair because it's a psikresha. Psikresha, again, means that if I do not have kavana to do a malacha, if it happens automatically, so then I violate. Interestingly, here is an example of psikresha outside of Hilchos Shabbos. We're used to the concept of psikresha on Hilchos Shabbos. The example given in the Gemara is, I go out to my backyard because I want to get a toy for my child, so I chop off the head of the chicken because I want the child to be able to play with the head of the chicken. Oh, I don't have kavanah to kill the chicken. I just want the head of the chicken. I don't have kavanah to kill him. But the Gemara says, psikresha below yamas, you're going to cut off the head of the chicken and the chicken's not going to die? Of course it's going to die. And I can scream from today till tomorrow, I don't have kavanah for that. I have kavanah to get the head of the chicken to play with. I don't have kavanah to kill the chicken. Sorry, you're going to violate a melacha d'oraisa. Melacha d'oraisa of shochet. That's an example of psikresha. Or if the Gemara has in Shabbos also, if I drag a heavy bench across the dirt. Very heavy bench, so it's for sure going to make holes. It's for sure going to make furrows in the dirt. So again, that is an example of a psikresha. You could for sure be a violate the melacha of choresh. Because you are plowing, you're making holes. You could say, I just want to drag the bench to the other side. It doesn't matter. Even if one doesn't have kavana. But even though most cases are in Hilchos Shabbos, there are cases of psikresha outside of Hilchos Shabbos. This is one of them. A nazir brushing his hair. The Gemara is going to call it psikresha. Psikresha? There's no Hilchos Shabbos. Doesn't matter. Psikresha exists even outside of Hilchos Shabbos. A nazir brushing his hair. Or the Gemara talks about, we had a Masechta Shabbos, Sirus. Rachmana Leslan, making somebody infertile, not able to have children. Either drinking something for different reasons, it doesn't matter. If there is an automatic result of sirus, so that also could be an issur d'oraisa in certain cases. So again, psik reisha occurs outside of Hilcha Shabbos as well. There's a major chakira, discussion in psik reisha. Why is it that you're chayiv? We know davar she'einu miskaven, you're not chayiv. If I do something that might not cause the malacha to happen, it might not, that's mutter. We paskin, according to Reb Shimon, davar she'einu miskaven is mutter. All of a sudden, if it's for sure going to happen, it's aser. So why? And it's chayiv, daraisa. So why is that? So we mentioned in the past, Rabbi Chanan and the Kovet Shiurim, in Ksubis and Simen Yurches, where he talks about the two different ways of understanding why psik reisha is chayiv. Number one, he says, and he talks about our case, about the Nazir. Yesh lomar, kiven she yodea de besrikaso yitzlosh saros, mikri mechavin letlisha. Because it is for sure going to happen, it is as if you had kavana. The first way. You didn't have kavana, you're wrong. You had kavana. If something is for sure going to happen, if hair is for sure, how can you say that you only have kavana to brush your hair? It's for sure going to rip out hairs. So it's for sure, it's as if you had kavana to rip out the hairs. That's one way to understand psik reisha. Ki'ilu hiskavin. The other way to understand it is that no, it's not ki'ilu hiskavin. You didn't have kavana. You didn't have kavana, but you chayv anyway. Why? Because you did two actions. You brushed your hair, A, and B, you ripped out hairs. Halachically, we're allowed to view that as one act. Maisim mitzurafim. You only had kavana for A, not for B. It doesn't matter though. According to halacha, the actions of A and B are linked, and if they are linked, kavana for A is enough to be chayiv for B. Kiva desrika hupsik reisha letzlisha nimsa dik tlisha bichlal srika. It's as if it's one act. V'sagi b'masha mechavim lesrika afshin mechavim letzlisha that tlisha nechlalos besrika. It's combined actions, even though it's only kavana for the first one. So there are many nafkaminas related to this. The nafkamina that the Rebbe Chanan talks about is psik reisha zelonichalei. Psik reisha zelonichalei. That's the machlokas. Whether you're chayiv or not for that psik reisha, is it mutter or is it aser? If it's a gracia, that I don't want the result. I don't want the result. I want to do it, but I don't want, I'm not interested in the result. So it's machlokas, the arach, other rishonim. So if you say it's kilu hiskavein, so it's going to be mutter here. What do you, lo nichalei, kilu hiskavein. You don't want this result. How can you say it's kilu hiskavein? But if you say no, you have kavanah for A, and that's enough to be mechayiv you for B, because the actions are connected, so then, even in a case of lo nichalei, you're going to, let's say, the nazir doesn't want to pull out his hair, he just wants to brush his hair. He doesn't want to pull out his hair. It doesn't matter. If it's connecting actions, so then it's going to be chayiv. And just one other nafkamina for today, and then we'll move on, and that's one that the Or Sameach discusses. Gemara in Maseches Sukkah. The Gemara there says, Pesach, Sukkis, it's all Isra Chag, it's all related. So says the Gemara, if I have a hadas, my hadas has to have more leaves than berries on it. What if it has more berries? What if it has more berries than leaves on it? So the halacha is you got to take off the berries. But you're not allowed to remove the berries on Yontif. Can't remove the berries on Yontif. Ein mematin b'yontif. Why? That's tikkun mana. That's fixing. I can't fix it. I got to do it before Yontif, not on Yontif. But the Reb Lazar Reb Shimon Amru Mamatin. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon says, this is Sukkah Lama Gimel, you're allowed to take off the berries on Yontif. No problem. Says the Gemara, it's Tikkun Mana. You're fixing. The Gemara answers, no. Amru Reb Ashi first answer, go Chalikton Lachila. You took off the berries to eat. You didn't have Kavana to make your Hadas kosher. You took off the berries to eat. And the old like Reb Shimon, old Zavar Shinim Miskavin is Mutter. So don't worry. Says the Gemara, what do you mean it's Zavar Shinim Miskavin? That's what's called a Psik Reisha. That's called, you know, you for sure had it in, you know, it's for sure going to happen. You take off the berries to eat, who cares? It's going to make it better. Gemara answers, Islay Hoshana Achrisi. No, you have another Hadas. So what does that mean? So Rov Rishonim understand this as, you have another Hadas that you can use for your mitzvah. So you're eating the berries from this one, so you're not being masakin, because this is not your Hadas Shal Mitzvah. No problem. That's what Rov Rishonim say. If you look in the Rambam, Lar Sameach says it's very difficult. Because the Rambam does not mention this ukimta of Islay Hoshana Achrisi. He just quotes the Gemara. He doesn't say Islay Hoshana Achrisi. The Gemara, and the Rav Sameach is bothered. What the Gemara says, it's only not tikkun if Islay Hoshana Achrisi. How could the Rambam leave out that line? That's the punchline of the Gemara. Question A. Question B. Says the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos that, according to some Rishonim at least, let's say I have a deer in my house. I have a deer in my house. This is in Perek HaOreg, 13th Perek. I have a deer in my house, and I want to leave. I want to go take a Shabbos walk. I want to take a Shabbos walk. So Gemara says, according to some Rishonim, you're allowed to close your door. You're allowed to close your front door. even though there's a deer in your house, and you could violate the Isser of Tzad. So some Rishonim say, oh, I can't mean that. I have to have another way of understanding the Gemara. But the Rashba and the Shulti Giborim quote that Gemara verbatim. Because you have Kavana only to go take a walk and close your door and guard your house, you don't have Kavana to trap the deer, it's Mutter. So again, isn't that a Psik Resha? So you find three or four cases, or a couple of other cases we're not going to mention, that it seems to be a Psik Resha. How could these Rishonim say it's Mutter? So the Shulti Giborim there explains that... You know what Psik Resha, and this is what the Or Sameach as well, quotes the Shulchan Gibarim and Hilchas Lulav, on that Rambam. Psik Resha means two actions that for sure have to happen together. But if action A doesn't have to have action B, right? If you cut off the head of a chicken, it has to kill the chicken. You'll never have a case of cutting off the head of a chicken without killing a chicken. That's a Psik Resha. But closing your front door is always trapping a deer? No, what if there's no deer in your house? So that's not called a Psik Resha. Or let's say the case of the Rambam. As long as cutting off berries doesn't have to be a Psik Resha, meaning let's say you had another Hoshana. Let's say you had another Hadas. So as long as that's possible, then even if you don't have another Hadas, it's going to be Motor because it's not called a Psik Resha. Says the Or Sameach, that's the Pshat of the Rambam, and the Shulchan Giborim says that also in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph and Daf Yarif. This is the whole understanding of a number of Achronim in Rishonim about Psik Resha. It's only a Psik Resha if the actions have to go together. But if it's possible the actions don't have to go together, then it's not called Psik Resha. This whole approach, later Achronim point out, only works with approach number two of Psik Resha, of Rebbe Elchanan, of actions being Mitzuref connected together. Meaning, if actions don't have to go together, they're not mitzuref. If you say it's about kilu hiskavein, the whole thing shouldn't make a difference. If it's as if you had kavanah, so who cares if sometimes it doesn't have to go together? Here and there together. You're trapping the deer. It should be kilu hiskavein. So that whole approach of Surah Achronim only fits to approach number two of Psik Resha and not to approach number one. Okay, so now let us continue. With the Gemara. Iboy lehu. Hai mazya. Milasachas rabi milael. How does hair grow? Does hair grow? Let's say I have a strand of hair. Does the tip of it get longer and the bottom part of the hair stay exactly where it is? Does it grow from the top? Or does hair grow from the bottom? I have a certain hair and then from the bottom, from the root, it pushes out. So the hair that was earlier at the bottom is now at the top. So Lamai Nafgamina, what kind of kasha is this? Like, what's the difference? So the Gemara says, "Avig nafgamina." L'nazir shagilchu listim v'shira bo kedei lakar frosh lo ikaro. Right? What do you mean? If a nazir had bandits cut his hair, but they left a certain amount, enough to bend the hair on itself, meaning they left a certain halachically substantive, halachically recognizable amount. So therefore, what? So let's say the question: E amrit milasachas rabbi. If you say hair grows from the bottom, so then what? So then the hair that was there at the start of his Nazirus is not there anymore when it was cut. Why? Because it was at the bottom. It grew from the bottom, so the hair that was ready there was on top, and now that got shaved off. So then, Nazirus HaShakle. So then the Nazirus originally was cut, meaning you need a 30-day growth for Nazirus, and here you don't have a 30-day growth, because what grew originally isn't there anymore. It was cut. If you say that hair grows from the bottom and pushes up the part of the hair that is there. Oh, Ella, I am Mila El Rabbi, but if you say hair grows from the top, the bottom part of the hair is always there and now it just expands from the top, so my da'akdash akoim. So then how the hair that was there when he started his Naziris is still there, because they left the bottom part, so then it would not be an undermining of the Gidol Pera, and he'd be able to just continue his Naziris. That's the nafkamina. Yeah. I guess we're talking about a case where, you know, it's Atabarushi, Yaskinan. We're not talking about Risham here. It means that it was forced upon him. We're talking about it's forced upon him. So that's why it's taking his case about the Giluach listings. So that's the kasha. Does hair grow from below or does hair grow from above? The Sharam Ziyan and Balacha adds on and says this isn't only by Nazir. There are other halachas where hair, this level of, you know, having hair left enough to fold it on itself comes up. Where else does hair come up? Nafgamina l'inyin, paraduma. Paraduma. Two black hairs on a cow are puzzle. How big? How big black hairs? This is the shear. Enough to fold it on itself. Certain negate sara'as have to have hair with it as a simen tumor or as a simen tara. Right? Simanim. Simanim of a katan and ektana. So that's three examples, three other examples where you see this measurement of hair comes up. That's the Gemara's kasha. Gemara's kasha is, what do we say about hair? Does hair grow from above? Does hair grow from below? So, four tries to prove it. The first three are from life. The fourth one is from a brisa. First three are from life. Tashma, mehain v'chaya, from live nits. Live lice. To come be'ikva de beinsa. Right? Where are live lice? I asked my wife on this last night. She's a pediatrician. She says the live lice are all, or live nits, are always at the bottom of the hairs. Because the scalp is moist, and therefore they live from that. And the dead ones are always at the tips. Because they just get pushed up. So the Gemara says it. Tashma meha in v'chaya. So from the live nits, the koan be'ikva de beinsa. Right? The live nits are at the bottom of the hair. So doesn't that prove? And if you say hair grows from the bottom, beresha de beinsa v'ilamekam. If you say it grows from the bottom, they should get pushed up. They should, why are they always at the bottom? If hair grows from the bottom, the nits should be pushed up as the hair grows. So Gemara says, no, lo olam ilasachas rabbi, it could very well be that hair grows from below, v'yagav chiyusi nachas vazal inva. But because they're alive, and they want to stay alive, they slide down. Because they want to stay in the place where they can get nourishment. So that's why they slide down. Toshma, the opposite. Inva mesa, what about the dead lice, the dead nits? Beresha the bain say, they're at the tips of the hair. V'yisakadad amila el rabbi, and if you say hair grows from the tip, from the top, big for the bain say, boy, lamekam. So again, they should be at the bottom. So the fact that it's at the tip, it must be that it grows from the bottom. So Gemara says again, no, hasam nami. Mishum deles lechela sirugi srigi vazel. No, because they're just hanging on. They have no strength, so they don't have any power to stay near the nourishing area. So they just get pushed up to the top. But lav dafka, that is a raya either way. So those two are knocked out. The nit raya is knocked out. So we try number three. Let's go to people. Tashma, miblurius dekushim. These people who have long hair, de busser de megazinle, and they tie it. They tie it in a type of dreadlocks. They tie the hair very tight. After it grows, but after the megazinle, after it grows, by rafim lasachas, you see the bottom gets loose. The part of the hair near the scalp gets loose. So doesn't that show, that prove, because they tied it very tightly, and then you see that part that's tied tightly is above. If hair grew from the top, so then the part near the hair should still be tight, and the hair up above should be loose. So Gemara says, no, hasam nami, there too, you can get out of it. Aydi de kimtahi, since it's tight, mishichva de rafia. So then, as they lie down, and they rub their hair against their bed, against their pillow, that's where the bottom part near the scalp gets loose. But the top part is still tight, and therefore, again, it's no raya which way hair grows. Okay, try number four. Tashma, you had a question before? Gadol Pera is on the hair when he made a Naziris, right. And that's the limud, Kadoshiyah. That's Gamashiyah, that's the Gatshiyah of 30. Kadoshiyah, that has to be Kadosh. That's what's thrown under the Mizbeach. Yeah, it's going on the hair. The Pasha, the Pasuk of Kadoshiyah, is talking about the hair, not about the Nazir. Even though it's used to be talking about the Nazir, but it's really talking about the hair. The hair that he made the Naziris, meaning it has to be a 30-day growth. It has to be a 30-day growth. So try number four. Tashma, miskarta. First we have one more life raya, and then we have the raisa. Miskarta, from the red paint, the rafi imra milasachas, that the hair, the wool underneath, gets soft. What does that mean? So we discussed a couple days ago. Miser behema. What happens with miser behema? You put the animals through the little fence, and the owner paints them with a red stick. So says the Gemara, the hair under the red stick, you look at it a couple days later, the hair on the tip, on the edge of the wool, that's all hard and hard underneath the paint, because the paint makes it get hard, and underneath that it's very soft, near the skin. So you see, doesn't it grow from below? Because the place where you put it didn't grow above where the paint is, where you painted the wool. So again, doesn't that prove that it grows milasachas? Number one, Vitanya, we'll mention the Meister Sheni Vart again in a minute, but let's Meister Behema, Vitanya, but the Brisa also says, and the Mefarish says, look at the bottom Mefarish, Klomar, the Adhash to be in Lefrushin Lechabi Midi Desvara. Up till now, we were just talking about logic, about life. To Lotalia Bemidi Tanya, it was not talking about any type of source that we had. Elahashta ika lemishma meha. But now you can have it from a brisa. That's the emphasis of Tanya. Now with Tanya, now we're going to have another brisa. Visu I'm sorry, Vitanya, and this was a brisa. That's the emphasis of the Mefarish, Visu, and also Katsavi, Savya Diknehon, when the elders dye their beard, because they don't want to have a white beard, they want to look young, so they dye their beard black. When they dye their beard, Chivron, Ikve, Nimhon. The bottom of the beard, you see, only the top part is black, but underneath it grows again, it's white. So Shema Amina, Milasachas, Rabbi Shema Amina. So you again see that the raya, that it grows from below. It grows from below, and that seems to be the Metzias. But if you ask, that's why the, that seems to be, not only the halacha, but the Metzias wise, it grows from below. Okay, 2 points here. Number one, what's on the daf, and that is dyeing the hair black to white. But to mention Rav, the Var from Rav Pinkus, we mentioned a couple years ago in the Haggadah shir. Rav Pinkus writes in his Haggadah, in the story of Rav Lozman, where is it going to be about black and white beards in the Haggadah? There's only one place. Hairan Yikivin Shivim Shana, the story of Rav Lozman Azayah from Brachos Chav Zayin, where the Rabbanim need a new Rosh Hashiva. They come to Rav Lozman Azayah and they say, will you be our new Rosh Hashiva? And he says, got to give me a minute, I have to go ask my wife. So he goes to ask his wife, and his wife says, maybe they're going to fire you tomorrow. So what do you need this headache for? So he says, it's better to be a glass kli for one day than to be an earthenware kli all my life. Meaning it's worth it, even though it's a fragile position. So then she says to him, but you don't have a white beard. You don't have a white beard. And magically overnight, he grew a white beard. And that's what we say in the Haggadah, Hare ani kiven shivim shana. Even though I'm really 18, it's like I am 70 years old. So the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah is there in Brachas, says, when somebody is osik batorah so much and they push themselves, that ages them. And that's why his beard turns white. Rambam there, as the rationalist that he was, you know, does not assume that this was a miracle, a nes. But the pashas of that Mishnah is that, of the story, is that it was a nes. So Rav Pinkus in his Haggadah mentions, we mentioned this 3 years ago, Tavshin Samachay, what's the message of a white beard and a black beard? Can we think of a message of the Metzius? So says the... Says Rav Pinkus, "Ratibam shel shnei tzvaim elu. What is white and what is black symbolize? Shachar v'lavan heim hatzvaim hayichidim she'inam tzvaim ba'atzmusam. These are the only two colors that aren't independent, inherent colors. B'tzeva shachar tzvunim ba'atzam kol tzvaim. Black is the ultimate absorber. Right, every color. Right, black absorbs all different colors and doesn't reflect out." That's black. Lachain, therefore, kishahayel and mekashkishim svaim rabim u'megavanim besofer shel davar notzer tzeva shachar. Black is what a young child has, or a young person has. Avot tzeva lavan in yano hafuch. White, what's white is the opposite. Ba'atzmusa hu mekori v'tahor mikol tzeva givun. Has no color. It has no colors, really. He says it's pure. Hatzeva halavan u'davar be'etzem. It's the ultimate inherent color that we have. Shoresh hadavar b'taharaso. So what does that mean? What's the symbol? It says when a person's young and a person is looking ahead at life, he's looking at all different things that he could do in life. He has all different taivas. He has all different ritzonos. Yitachein, and when he does something, he says, Adam tzair bal zakein shachor sheyoshev alomei. He's doing something. Yitachein she also does become a tamim. It's possible that a young person's actions could be driven by many different reasons. Harazon lozakos b'chayi olam haba. He wants to get olam haba. Redeem as a kavod. He wants everybody to call him Rebbe. K'dei la'asos Rosh Yeshiva. He wants to be a Rosh Yeshiva. Or afilo shein parnasa, or he has to make a living. When he's sitting down and learning, you don't know, because there are a lot of different reasons why he might be doing something. That's the symbol of the black. The symbol of the black is that he has a lot of different... black collects all the colors. So he has a lot of different colors b'yachad. V'kach eitzal adam tzair munach v'libudot tzir v'kol asibos. And we have all the reasons when we're young. But he says when we're old and a person sits down to learn, there's only one thing he's thinking about. With the experience of life under his belt, he says, Me olam haba hu kfar kimat mesyai. She's not focusing on gashmius anymore. He's worried about having what kind of shidduch his kids are going to get. They're already in the olam ha'emes. Rosh Hashiva mafursim kvar baralo shu lo yiskel izos. I'm not going to be a great Rosh Hashiva. Parnasa, I don't need it right now. Why is he learning? Only what? Because it's lima Torah. It's clear. This clarity of life right now. That's what white symbolizes. It symbolizes clarity. It's not a bunch of things altogether. Just one pure simple. That's white. Hatzeva alav unudaver be'etzem below givun nosaf. V'kach yudi babi yamim matzui b'masav shal be'etzem. That's a symbol of the black and the white. A black younger because there's a lot of different things going on. White when he's older because that is what one comes to. There is a whole discussion though, right? Who are these zakenim here that we're talking about? Talking about these zakenim, the Shulchan Aruch says that a man is not allowed to take out his white hair. Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Kuf Pei Beis in Yaradeya, Osir lalakid afilu seyar echad lavan mitokash choros. Can't even pluck out one white hair. Why? Mishum lo yilbash gever. Lo yilbash gever. Right? A man's not allowed to pluck out a hair. V'chein osir l'ish litzvoa shechoros afilu seyar achas. Saros lavanos sheyiyu shechoros afilu seyar achas. Right? And then he quotes the mirror line. But what's going on here? So either we're not talking about Jews, or, you know, there's a tzorech. So there are a number of tshuvas about this. The tshuva of the Sholomeshev. Sholomeshev has a case where there was somebody who half his beard turned white. It's very embarrassing. Half his beard turned white. B'chatzi, b'echad shen eslabin, chatzi zekana mitzad echad. V'zet tsar b'zoyim lo b'in shar b'nei adam. It's terribly embarrassing. So the Sholomeshev allowed him to color his beard black. Because he assumed it's a Rabbanan, he started daraisa here, and therefore he had allowed it. Others say it's daraisa, so you have to work out when it would be allowed. Another tshuva sefer had a case where somebody who was very young, who his hair turned white, and they didn't want to hire him. It was a parnasa problem because they thought he was an old guy. He was an old guy, and he's all white. He didn't have a birth certificate to prove that how old he was. So parnasa issues. So again, the base hayotzer paskin she yitzvah yashkarai de goy. In this case, even by the rices of the Rabbanan, again, it comes up l'maisa in certain cases. But again, it's in the Shulchan Aruch, it's aser. You have to have it tzarech. You have to have it tzarech for allowing it. Okay, let's continue. So we proved the maskana was that hair grows from below, and therefore, in the case where the listim shave his head, it's a problem for him, because the hair that was there originally is now up top, and that was cut. So that's why it's a problem. The Elah Hadatanya, but one minute doesn't the Brisa say, no, there's a Gokhu listim. Vishiro Bikdila Kuprosha Li Karo, Eno Soser. The Brisa says that Nazir that gets his hair cut by listim, it's not Soser. Visakada Milasakas Rabbi Lister. But what do you mean? If it grows from below, then the hair that was there originally is not there anymore. He doesn't have a growth of 30 days and should be Soser. So the Gemara says, no, Kagon Shikhu Achar Malos. This Brisa must be talking about a case where he shaved his head after Malos, after he was finished his whole Nazirus. Umani Rebbe Eliezer here, and it's talking about the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, the Omar who said, "Call Achar Malos Ayin Soser," as we had before. Rebbe Eliezer said that if you finish counting your Naziris already, you just never got around to getting your haircut yet, so then it only Soser 7 days. Only 7 days. My time with Rebbe Eliezer, why? Yolif Tiglachas Tarim Tiglachas Tuma. He learns out the haircut that another gets from when he finishes his Naziris, when he's Tar, from the one that he gets when he is Tame. Ma Tiglachas Tuma Shiva, just like Tiglachas Tuma. You get a haircut after 7 days, and then you can start recounting. Af Tiglachas Tara Shiva. So to Tiglachas Tara is after 7 days. The Kimul Rabbanan Chazayin Yam Masya Masya Kedelok of Rosh Loi Karo. After a week, you can already your hairs are already long enough to fold it onto each other, and therefore that's all you need according to Balazar. If your haircut was after your whole minion, after your whole malos. There is a discussion in the Moni HaMitzvahs we touched on before. I think right at the first day of Nazir, which I think for us was Daf Gimel. And that is how many mitzvahs? We know there are 10 mitzvahs of Naziris. So the Rambam counts Giluach of a Nazir Tahara as one of the mitzvahs. Mitzvah Sada Gimel, the Rambam counts Giluach of a Nazir Tahar. What about Giluach of a Nazir Tameh? The Rambam does not count that. You know what he says? He says Giluach of a Nazir Tameh is just a prat of the din of Nazirus of Tahara. The Ein Raisha Yimnu Elu Shnei Giluchim Shtei Mitzvahs Lefishe Giluach Tuma Hu Midin Mitzvahs Naziris. What's Giluach Tuma? That you have to shave your head because you became Tuma in order to start recounting. That's not. The Rambam does not say Giluach Tuma is connected to Giluach Tara. It's connected to the Mitzvah of Naziris. Ki Mitzvahs Asei Shalo Hu She Yarbe Parabikdusha. His Mitzvah Asei is to have a 30-day growth. And if you got Tommy in the middle, so you have to shave your head, you got to start again. So that's why he doesn't count this separately. So interesting, the poskim mepharshim talk about whether it should be counted as two or one mitzvah, the two tiglachos, the two haircuts, but here the Gemara learns one from the other. The Gemara compares tiglachas tumah and tiglachas tara. The Rambam even compares it to the haircut of mitzora gets. You're not going to count that separately. So too, you shouldn't count this separately. So the mepharshim talk about that dimyon. But let's continue first, though. Okay, two dots. Nazir shegilach bein betar bein bezogal besif shev kol shu chayiv. A nazir that cuts it in any way, he is chayiv. He's chayiv malchus. Which, by the way, I forgot to mention before, the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha in Perek Vav, he adds in one. He says, im gilach bein betar bein keintar. Right, where's the Rambam I wanted to mention? It's in Heyud Beis, the previous parak. The Rambam writes, in Hey Yud Beis, Hever al Rosho Sam, Shemeshir es Haseir. Let's say what the Mishnah spoke about, razors, scissors. What happens if he just like uses a shampoo that makes his hair fall out? Uses some type of gel. Hever al Rosho Sam, Shemeshir es Haseir, Veheshir Sairo. So is that the same thing? The Rambam says, Eino Loke. You don't get Malkus. No Malkus. Avo Bito Mitzvah Saseh. Shneimer Gadel Peres Ay Rosho. So what? Why don't you get Malkus? Is it a Lashem Amaisa? You put it in your hair, but it happens by itself? It's a discussion. But the Sfas Emes says, you know why the Rambam says you don't get Malkus? Because it's not in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah could have said Sam. It doesn't say it. Our Mishnah says all the other cases without saying Sam. Without saying, or let's say a person eats something or drinks something that makes his hair fall out. So says the Rambam, you would not get Malkus in that case. Okay, next. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, Ta'ar, Ein Li Elatar. I only know a razor. Talash Mi Reit Sif Sekol Shu Binan. How do I know if I pulled it out with my hands? It's also a problem. Tamalomar, Kadoshi, yeah, Gadol Peres Ay Rosho. The hair should be holy. He should grow his hair. Dever Rabbi Yoshia, meaning it's included in the assay of Kadoshi, yeah. In other words, according to Rabbi Yoshia, a razor, a tar, is a lav, and you'd get Malkus for it. But the other ones, Talash Mire, that's all learned out from the Asay, therefore that would be a bit of Asay, but there wouldn't be Malkus. Rabbi Yonas and Amar, tar, Ainli Elatar, Mire Talash Sivik Al Shahu, Potter. Rabbi Yonas goes even further, that if you do it with your hand, it's only Asa Midra Abanan. Vahaksev Kadoshi Yeh, it says Kadoshi Yeh, doesn't it say you should have your hair grow long, the Asay? What happened to that? Lameir, Dimgiyach, Lebatar, Kamali Basay, Balos Asay, no. That pasuk is also only referring to tar. If you do it with a razor, you violate an asay and a los asay. But if you do it with your hands, or you just pull out hair with your hand, so that is not an iser d'oraisa according to Rabbi Yonasan. Only according to Rabbi Yoshia, it is a bittel asay. Just to close the, if you remember the Sefer Achinuch, I think we might have mentioned it one time earlier. He talks about what's the message of having your hair grow long, of a nazir. What's the gidul seir? Why should I have your hair grow long? So he says, Farkasafti, he says, I've written many times in my chibur that humans are birya mishutefes. We are a combined creature. Mechomer v'seichel. From Gashmis and from Ruchnius. Right, that's what the Ramah writes in Hilchas Asher Yatzar. Right, this is what we're supposed to think about when we say mafli lasos. Hashem is wondrous and he created us. What does that mean? Because he gave us a guf and a neshama. So says the Sefer Chinuch that we have a guf, we have a neshama, and our entire life is to be a physical creature. We're supposed to be involved in the physical world, says the Sefer Chinuch, but to ultimately the goal of our life is to be b'kedusha, to use our physical needs and our physical aspects of our life in order to serve our Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says you can't forget the physical totally. He says because lo yiskayim binyan habayis. The house is going to fall down unless you take care of the house. Meaning the house of the neshama, which is the guf, you have to take care of. The imkain, so there, but because that's secondary, the guf is secondary, as much as we can minimize somewhat the physical focus of our life, we should. So he says that's the focus of having long hair. That's the focus of having long hair. Meaning you don't focus on how much you look. Don't focus on brushing your hair and looking, just don't focus on how much you look for a little bit. If somebody needs to be a nazir for 30 days, he'll just leave his hair, let his hair grow long, because that'll help him minimize the focus on the gashmias, and in that way, be able to bring him back to the shvil hazahav, the middle path of Surah HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a perfect balance. Interesting, some of the other gemaras we had earlier was that long hair is beautiful, and it's more gashmias, but here the Sefer Chinuch has taken along the other approach, that no, leaving your hair long is less of a focus on the gashmias. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will... We'll continue tomorrow with a couple of other issues about cutting the hair.